Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. Recently, I had a chance to sit down with ACCA's President and CEO, Paul Stalknet, at the AHR Expo. On the podcast, Paul's going to discuss ACCA's upcoming expo, the importance of these larger conferences, and what ACCA has in store for 2015 and much more. Let's get to it. These larger conferences, how important do you think it is for those in the industry to be here and to be a part of these?
Well, again, the ASHRAE show, well, the AHRI show is just so big. Yeah. I mean, it's enormous, and it's great for, I think, the manufacturing and engineering community to see new products, meet new manufacturers. On the contractor side, it could be somewhat overwhelming.
Yeah.
Because the size itself and the fact that you will very rarely run into another contractor in the halls. Where at the ACCA show, you have almost all of the people attending that are the owners or the key executives of the contracting businesses. So you have a lot of interface and networking with each other on the trade show floor.
Yeah. Kind of looking forward to 2015 as a whole for ACCA. What does ACCA have in store? What are you guys planning for the new year?
Well, what we have, I said, besides the learning labs, we've got some great mainstream speakers. We've had Lowell Catlett, who's been, this is his third time back. He's a very, very popular economist and futuristic. He's a dean at the Department of Agriculture Economic School at New Mexico State University. So not only does he bring the tutorial side, being a professor, he's absolutely hilarious in his presentation, and he's probably one of our best and the best speakers we've ever had. So we've got that. We've got the learning labs. But more importantly, we have the networking where you've got the contractor owners there, and they help each other tremendously. It could be sitting at one of the social events. It could be just walking the halls of the expo. They're always willing to just, help each other, learn from each other, teach each other in a much smaller, confined environment.
Sure. And if people want to take this and learn more about ACCA, where should they turn? Where can they get that information?
Very simple. Just go on the internet, go on our website, www.acca.org, and you can find us. You have all information about the conference, the organization itself, who we are, how you can become a member. We have a little over 4,000 contractor members that are in ACCA. It's an organization that's been around for 50-plus years. Well known for developing the industry standards and manuals like Manual J, Load Calculation, and others. And our new Quality Assurance Contractor Program, where we accredit contractors. So there's a lot that we have in play right now. And the best place to get the information on that is either go to our website or come to the annual show down in Grapevine, Texas, March 16th through 19th.
Absolutely. And Paul, we'd greatly appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by the booth and visiting the news.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Paul and learned a bit more about ACCA's upcoming plans and why larger expos are important to the HVAC industry. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.